From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. A retired cardiologist from Chicago who has been successfully rowing across the Atlantic Ocean is now missing. Ninit Bellic has been rowing alone since May. He left from the coast of Massachusetts heading for Ireland. This week he ran into heavy seas. His emergency beacon was activated and rescue crews flew out to search. They found the beacon, but not Dr. Bellic. Jennifer Clark is an oceanographer who's been helping chart his voyage from her office in Maryland. She says it's unlikely his beacon went off by accident.
This was one, I think, that had to be manually activated. You had to open up a little compartment and push it. It'd be unlikely you could just fling that in the water, the water would activate it. I think it was intentionally pushed by him.
And what would that lead you to think about his situation?
Well, I think since we did find afterwards that there was a buoy in the area that reported wave heights that went from 15 feet to 26.5 feet within a 10-hour period, that he could have encountered tremendous, not just swells, but maybe breaking waves or maybe a rogue wave, which is probably why he pushed the emergency beacon.
The aircraft flew over and found nothing but the beacon.
Correct. And they hovered in the area for 4 hours on a Nimrod aircraft, and then they dropped him down a life raft with a VHF radio, and they said he didn't respond to that, so they assumed, well, maybe he's down below asleep and just doesn't know we're here, because it was late at night and it was stormy. And then they got a helicopter from Ireland to come and drop a man down in a basket to recover him, and there was nothing but the beacon there.
Had you been in touch with Dr. Bellic by satellite phone?
Oh, yes.
And the last time you heard from him was when?
I talked to him on last Monday.
What kind of shape was he in?
He was in great shape. His voice sounded like it had laughter in it. Hi, Jennifer, this is Ninad. He sounded just so up, and I said, you've been out there since May. Are you sick of it yet? He said, no, he could do it for years. He absolutely loved it. But he was running low on food, so the idea was to try to pilfer some food off of a passing ship, which he did twice. He found one the first time, which threw him a styrofoam container. He said he needed a dollar, but he got a nickel. It had a can of Spam in it, a loaf of bread that was freezer-burned, and some water.
Oh, goodness.
But he said it was so nourishing that it tasted wonderful to him. And then the next boat that came by was a few days later, and he got 10 days supply from them. So he did have enough food to last until the middle of October, which would have given him enough food to make it to shore. He was only within 250 miles of shore, and he'd been rowing over 2,500 miles. So things had been going well until that point. And then this past Monday, we talked to him on the phone and said, this doesn't look good. The weather looks like it's going to get increasingly bad. You may want to consider terminating. And his wife tried to talk him into that too, and he wouldn't do it.
Would you describe this boat briefly for us? In theory, it should survive all but the most severe weather in the North Atlantic.
Yeah, it was built by a guy named Phil Bolger, and it was a boat that I believe cost $50,000, about 20 feet long, and it's completely enclosed, so only the oars stick out. He called it L-U-N, loon, as in lunatic. And they said it was virtually unsinkable, that even if it broke up, it would be floating debris everywhere because it was so buoyant.
So there's no reason to give up hope here.
Yeah, I think he could well still be alive and float around and may end up on the Irish coast at some point. Hopefully that's what will happen.
Ms. Clark, thank you for your time.
You're certainly welcome.
Speaking with us from Upper Marlboro, Maryland, oceanographer Jennifer Clark.